Did you know that over a million new businesses launch each year, yet nearly 40% fail in their first year and 80% within five? I'm Derek Schmidt, and I don't want you to become another statistic. That's why I started the Entrepreneur Bootcamp podcast. I'm going to use real-world experience and straightforward advice to help you navigate through the rough waters of entrepreneurship. Whether you're drafting your first business plan or aiming for new heights, this is your toolkit for however you define success. Let's dive in. Today, I'm excited to introduce the topic of what I feel like the future of digital advertising is, which includes programmatic advertising, artificial intelligence, and beyond. Through this, you'll learn how to stay competitive in today's ever-changing advertising and marketing industry. And so to get started, I'll talk very briefly about myself. My name is Derek Schmidt. I'm the founder and CEO of Design Loan. I have over a decade of experience in digital marketing. And what I love most about this industry is that it changes so quick and there's so much to consume that it keeps everything fresh for me, right? It's like always learning something new and never gets stale. And that is personally what I love about advertising and where we are right now with technology and digital marketing. Through Design Loud, that did enable me to start or invest and work in other businesses. So I've got the consultation company, which is derekschmidt.com. Wedding Efficient, it's a weird, odd story there. I founded Swell Systems, and we developed a product called Swell Enterprise in 2017. I'm a partner with my wife in our retail business in downtown Wilmington, Occasions Just Right. And most recently, breathing new life into the Entrepreneur Bootcamp podcast, which is a passion project of mine that has started pre-COVID. And basically the mission of the Entrepreneur Bootcamp podcast is as Design Loud has grown and our overhead has grown, I've kind of priced myself out of working with the small mom and pop micro businesses, the solopreneurs. And so this is a platform that enables me to just take everything that I've learned in the last 13 plus years and owning my own business and just share that and pay it forward as others have done for me. With that, I hope to help teach others how to do what I do. So today's objectives, we're going to be looking at understanding programmatic advertising, the role of AI and machine learning, especially when it relates to ad optimization, and navigating the ever-evolving digital landscape. And then towards the end here, we'll have a little bit of a Q&A session if you have any questions. So to get started, what is programmatic advertising? I know this is a big word with a lot to unpack. So basically, programmatic advertising is the automated buying and the selling of online ads in the ad space, right? Programmatic advertising refers to the automated process of buying and selling ad space online. So unlike, you know, traditional methods or how it was back in the day that involved manual negotiations and orders, programmatic uses technology to make this process efficient and done in real time. So generally, you have the advertiser, and this is the one who wants to sell a product or a service, and they require digital ads to help them accomplish this. And they're working primarily with a DSP, a demand side platform. So advertisers use a DSP to buy digital ad inventory across multiple platforms. And that is something called the Ad Exchange, which is a marketplace that facilitates the buying and selling of ad inventory from numerous ad networks and individual publishers. The prices that are determined there are based on real-time bidding. So then you get into a supply-side platform. Publishers use the SSP or a sell-side platform to sell their available digital ad inventory and earn revenue. And then finally, you work with the publisher, and the publisher is the one that actually does the ad inventory and the ad slots that you are bidding on. So how does programmatic advertising use technology to purchase ads in real time? This technology allows advertisers to bid on ad impressions as they are available, targeting specific audiences with precision. So the real-time bidding that happens here, it happens in milliseconds. It ensures that it's the right ad is shown to the right person at the right time, which is what we all want in marketing, right? That way you minimize the amount of your ad budget that's being wasted by potentially being shown to the wrong person. So you've got here in this little graphic that I've attached what the demand side looks like. It's generally like an advertiser, or an advertiser is working with an agency. They work through the DSP, which gets their ad and bidding on the ad exchange. And then the SSP works with the publisher to actually display that ad to the audience in real time. And I'll break that down more in just a moment. But when you look at the traditional methods of marketing versus the programmatic side, traditional advertising involved a lot of manual work and guesswork, and it often led to inefficiencies and higher costs. Programmatic advertising eliminates much of this by leveraging the data and automation, making the process more streamlined and effective. So on the left-hand side here, you could see what it looked like previously with traditional marketing versus on the right-hand side, what it looks like today with programmatic. And some differences here. The main difference with traditional is there were manual negotiations, right? If I wanted to get something on television or radio for a local news network or on their website, I would generally have to call them or email, do some sort of negotiations, figure out what the ad cost is, what the ad budget I'm willing to spend is. Whereas on the programmatic side, this is all fully automated and you rely heavily on the algorithm to decide where those ads are going to be shown. You also have some pricing differences. So in traditional, it was like predetermined price based between the advertiser and the publisher, right? They kind of set the prices. Whereas on the programmatic side, it's real-time bidding. So you set your price, you know, what your min, what your max is. And then basically they take that based on the bidding, right? On what they're willing to let that ad space go for. All right. So when you look at the evolution of programmatic advertising, you really look at the history from what traditional media buying looked like to where we are currently. So the journey from traditional media buying to programmatic started with the advent of digital advertising. So initially online ads, they were bought and sold in much of the same way as like your print or your broadcast ads, right? Publishers use ad serving data to segment audiences based on the content. The context is largely used as a proxy to differentiate the audiences. But then you get here in the network revolution side, and the networks place tags that enable the audience segmentation with their own proprietary technology. So then you get into the DSP paradigm here, the evolution of RTB technology and the available third-party segment data. This is data that you're basically purchasing or you have a partnership agreement with a third party. This enabled demand-side customers to build their own networks. So then you get into the programmatic era, and this is where publishers leverage the DMP technology to segment their own audiences and take back control of audience targeting from networks and DSPs. So private exchanges are created and programmatic premium systems are implemented. So in its basic context or example, think of it as like having the Pixel, like the Facebook or the Google Pixel installed on your website. So everybody that goes to your website falls into that Pixel. That technically becomes your first party data, right? Contact form submissions through your website, emails that you've collected at networking events. This is all basically first party data. And that's basically what this slide is saying. Through the evolution of time, we've had to stop relying so much on publisher data and rely on our own data and leverage that data to our max capacity. So then let's look at some of the key milestones in the evolution. And some of those key milestones include the development of ad networks, the introduction of real-time bidding, and the rise of data management platforms that enable precise targeting. And that's basically what programmatic offers you is precise targeting. So in the early stages, the origin of programmatic ad buying focused on the automation of basic ad placement tasks without the real-time bidding. Then you see the growth of the DSPs and the SSPs. This is development of demand side platforms and supply side platforms to enhance efficiency and targeting. Then we see the introduction of real-time bidding capabilities, which allowed advertisers and publishers instant transaction of ad spaces. And now we're getting into the advanced technologies, which is the incorporation of AI and machine learning for predictive analysis and the improved ad targeting leading to enhanced return on investment. The transition to automation and real-time bidding was mainly driven by the need for efficiency and better targeting. Today, programmatic advertising represents a significant portion of digital ad spend due to the effectiveness of it. So you can see here from this example graphic that I've got, first-party data is data that's collected directly by you or the company. Second-party data is data that is shared by a trusted source. And then third-party data is aggregated from other sources, right? So technically, if I'm going through Facebook and I'm setting up my ads or Google and I'm setting up my targeting, the targeting capabilities that I see there, the ability to target an audience based on their demographic, their location, their interests, their behaviors, that's technically third-party data. So when you look at the benefits of programmatic advertising, first off, it's efficiency. It streamlines the ad buying process. So programmatic advertising streamlines the ad buying process by just automating it, right? You don't need to manually go in. There was a time in your Google Ads campaign where you would do like a manual cost per click and you'd have to go in and, you know, change the cost per click based on whatever the top of the first page ad budget is. So this reduces the amount of time and effort that is required to place ads and allows for quick adjustments. Additionally, it's cost effective. So it reduces waste by targeting precise audience. Because programmatic advertising targets specific audiences based on data, it reduces the ad spend wastage. You're only paying for the impressions that are most likely to convert. You can see here by this graphic, like you, as the advertiser, have the ability to target based on the demographic, the geographic, the psychographics, their behavior, the context of what they're searching for, even the device, right? And that is how you get your ads in front of your target audience. Plus, you have real-time analytics. So this is immediate insights into campaign performance. One of the greatest benefits is the real-time analytics because you can see how your ads are performing and make adjustments on the fly to optimize your results. And you can see an example here in the screenshot. And this is based on the placement on like Amazon and Google Ads and TripAdvisor, et cetera. But in real time, I'm able to see what the click-through rate is, what the cost per click is, how many clicks I'm getting, and how many conversions that's generating, et cetera, right? My return on ad spend. So because I can see this in real time, I'm able to act more proactively rather than reactively. You have a lot of flexibility. You can adjust your campaigns on the fly based on your performance data. So this flexibility means that you can respond to what's working and what's not almost instantly, ensuring that your ad spend is always being used efficiently. So this is an example of how AI is used in programmatic advertising. You've got the AI-driven user profiling. This is where AI leverages advanced algorithms and machine learning techniques to transform this raw data into meaningful insights for you as the advertiser. You have behavioral targeting with AI, and this relies on real-time tracking and analysis of user behavior to deliver highly targeted and relevant ads to the right people with the right message at the right time. And then you've got the AI-powered dynamic content. And this AI plays a crucial role in the personalization by leveraging advanced algorithms and machine learning to tailor content, products, or services to the unique preferences and behaviors, right? So when you look at it like that, you're thinking more omnichannel marketing. It's marketing that is going to adjust based on what the user or the person you're advertising in, your target audience who sees your ads, what are they most interested in? And then depending on what type of behavior, what they do on your website, AI is going to leverage that information to make sure that the following ads that they see adjust themselves and personalize themselves based on what it thinks the user is going to engage with and convert with. So some key components of programmatic advertising. You've got the demand side platforms. This is DSP for short. These are tools for advertisers to buy ad space, right? So if you're looking to get into programmatic advertising, you probably want to start by looking at a reputable demand side platform. DSPs are platforms that allow advertisers to buy ad space automatically, so they connect to multiple ad exchanges and data sources, enabling precise targeting and efficient ad spend. Then you have the supply side platforms, the SSP for short. These are tools for publishers if they're interested in selling ad space. So this is where, you know, Amazon or somebody would go, a publisher, to list their space that's available for sale. So SSPs are used by publishers to manage, sell, and optimize their ad inventory. They help publishers maximize their revenue by offering their ad space to multiple buyers, right? So they kind of open it up to this bidding network. Then you have the ad exchanges. So these are marketplaces where the DSPs and the SSPs interact with each other. Ad exchanges are digital marketing places where the advertisers and the publishers meet. Here, ad impressions are bought and sold through real-time bidding. And you can see some examples of some ad exchanges here, like Hulu has its own kind of ad exchange, but then they also open up to some of the SSPs, right? That allow us as advertisers to get some of that inventory. Similarly, you've got the same with Spotify, Pandora, Disney+, et cetera. Finally, you have the ad networks. So these are aggregates of ad inventory from publishers. Ad networks aggregate inventory from various publishers and sell it to advertisers. They often categorize inventory based on factors like the demographics, the context, or the interests, right? Now, when you look at AI, especially where we are right now and how it's getting introduced into marketing and advertising. It's really exciting because I think there's so many possible use cases for AI, and we are still in the infancy stages of this. So it's really exciting to see like where could this potentially go. But what is AI and machine learning when it relates to advertising? So AI, or artificial intelligence, refers to the simulation of human intelligence by machines. Machine learning is a subset of AI, which involves computers learning from data and improving their performance over time without being explicitly programmed, right? So here are some ways you can use AI in your marketing, and that includes ad optimization, content inspiration, scaling your A/B split tests, sentiment analysis, campaign translations, and then intelligent chatbots. Funny story, I'm playing with a chatbot right now that may potentially answer incoming calls and screen and kind of vet the person who's calling our business. In addition to, it can make outbound calls. And when I tested this yesterday, completely freaked me out because it does sound like you're talking to an actual person. So again, we're still at the infancy stages of this. It's exciting to see where this goes. But let's look at the significance of AI in transforming digital advertising. So AI is revolutionizing digital advertising by enabling more accurate targeting, better customer insights, and automated optimization of ad campaigns. That includes things like competition analysis, campaign management, marketing attribution, and advertising cost optimization. Now, how AI differs from traditional data analysis. Unlike traditional data analysis, which often requires manual effort and static rules, AI can analyze vast amounts of data quickly, recognize patterns, and adapt to changes in real time. So when you look at the lifeline of this, in the 1990s, you know, the internet goes mainstream. I've never felt so old than I have right now saying that out loud. But you've got the emergence of search engines and email marketing, initial use of AI for personalizing emails and content. And by the 2000s, you've got this social media explosion, right? Social media platforms become the new frontier for marketing. AI begins to influence social media marketing through targeted ads and insights. By 2010, you've got big data and advanced analytics. This is the rise of big data analytics, provides deeper insights into consumer behavior. And then the introduction of things like chatbots and AI-driven content creation tools. Now here we are in the 2020s, we've got generative AI and real-time adaptation. Generative AI presents opportunities to transform your marketing. AI's role in data privacy and ethical marketing becomes a central concern. And then marketers are increasingly relying on AI for real-time decision-making. So let's look at AI-driven ad optimizations. So here's how AI analyzes vast amounts of data for ad optimization. AI can process and analyze large data sets, including user behavior, demographics, engagement, and other metrics to identify the most effective ad placements and strategies. And so this is a graphic that represents the applications of AI and machine learning in the customer journey. And so generally in this reach section, and you can see everything's color-coded here. You've got the dark blue here. This represents the who. You've got the, I'll say green, teal, maybe, if I'm really feeling risky, is the what. And then you've got the pink, purple, pinkish, I'm going to call it pinpur. I don't know if that's color. I just made one up. And that represents the where. So here you've got the smart content curation. You've got the media bidding. And then you've got the AI-generated content. Down here, again, in the pinkle is what I'm calling this word. You've got voice search. And then you've got the modeling, the ad targeting, the analytics, the lead scoring, and that's in the act stage of the funnel. And this is generally like the first purchase. And then in the conversion side, you've got retargeting, dynamic pricing, you've got the personalization, the chatbots. Then you've got the predictive customer service, dynamic content, emails, marketing automation, et cetera. But you could see how this kind of follows the user through their journey and evolves and adapts itself based on what they're interested in, personalizing the marketing and the creative based on the stage they're at and what they're most interested in. All right, so let's look at AI capabilities like predictive analytics and audience segmentation. So AI uses predictive analytics to forecast which ads are likely to perform well. It also segments audiences more effectively, ensuring that ads are shown to the most relevant users. And so here you can see how, with this graphic, revolutionizing customer insights. generative and predictive AI in the market segmentation and personas. So here we've got the objective. This is under the characteristic column. The objective is to design new content. So that's the generative AI column. In the predictive AI column, it's understanding the context and predict the characteristics and events. Then under the applications row for generative AI, create new tasks, pictures, videos, build new products, develop ad campaigns, advise sales pitch, or mentor customer support. And on the predictive side, it's market research, so online, social, it's enriching your CRM, it's your PRM development and cluster acquisition. As far as the technology here, it's artificial neural networks. When you get into the predictive side of things, it's statistical models, ML/DL algorithms. Processing, it learns styles from data to create, whereas on the predictive side, it analyzes history, content, and trends to make predictions. Some examples of the generative AI, you've got ChatGPT, you've got Claude, Mistral, Llama, DALL-E, Midjourney, Leonardo, Firefly, Gemini, Copilot, Jasper, Synthesia, et cetera. And on the predictive side, it's more reliant on personality insights, sentiment, topic, text study, visual recognition, network analysis, and clustering. So when you look at the benefits of AI for improving your targeting, personalization, and efficiency, improved targeting means that your ads reach the right people. Personalization makes ads more relevant to the users. And I've done several talks about personalization in your marketing and just how people are becoming smarter when it comes to marketing, and they're more likely to engage with an ad that is hyper-personalized to them and their interests rather than some generic ad that they stumble across. And I've got a really good video on our community that goes through a actual case study of Lisa Mattress, who does this really well, showing both the traditional marketing, direct marketing channel, and the omni-marketing method. But I digress. Overall, AI makes your campaigns more efficient and effective. So here are some examples of benefits for AI-powered personalization. You get enhanced customer engagement, increased conversion rates, improved customer satisfaction, efficient marketing spend, and data-driven insights. So let's look at some examples of AI tools and platforms. Of course, we're all familiar with Google Ads, but some of the leading AI-driven tools in the market include Google Ads, which uses AI for its ad placement and bidding. And they actually just made an announcement putting more emphasis on AI in the ability for advertisers to leverage that in their ad campaigns, their ad creatives, and their targeting. Then you've got Facebook AI for targeting and personalization, and you've got AdRoll for retargeting and audience segmentation. Here's an example of how each tool leverages AI for its ad optimization. So Google Ads uses machine learning to optimize bids and placements automatically. Facebook AI analyzes user data to deliver highly personalized ads. AdRoll employs AI to retarget users who have shown interest in your brand, increasing the chances of a conversion. And so examples of this are, think about some of these products that you already have installed on your different online profiles, right? I can tell you right now, most of the people that are visiting this are probably automatically logged in to Facebook or a Google account as they're browsing the web, right? So if Google, Facebook, Meta, they're all kind of keeping track of what you're visiting and what you're checking out. And that's how it knows, for example, what types of ads to show you. And that's also how, like, you'll be talking about something and then all of a sudden you see an ad for it. So here are some companies that are effectively using these tools. You've, of course, got the big names here like Netflix, Amazon, Google, Tesla, Uber, Pandora, Apple, et cetera. But there's a specific case study that I want to point out here, and that's an e-commerce company was using Google Ads. They saw a 20% increase in their ROI after switching to AI-driven bidding. Another example is a small business that used Facebook AI to double its ad engagement and conversions through the precise audience targeting that I'm talking about here. So let's look at some more case studies of AI-driven ad campaigns. For the first one, there was a fashion retailer that used AI to analyze customer behavior, and that led to a 30% increase in sales through personalized ad campaigns. So the big buzzword here for this presentation is personalization, right? The second one is a tech company that implemented AI-driven retargeting and saw a 25% lift in conversion rates and a 15% decrease in the cost per acquisition. So not only did they get more leads, it cost them less per lead they received, which is huge because as you're putting this money out there in your ad budgets, I want to get the most leads for the least amount of money. So here are some applications of AI and how you can use that in your digital marketing. That's sales forecasting, that's offering dynamic pricing, AI-powered chatbots, customer targeting, which we've talked about, user experience personalization, email automation, and then your sales outreach automation. I gave you the example of the one that I'm playing with right now, which is that phone answering service is what I'm calling it right now. So let's look at some objectives and strategies that these companies use and some of the results they achieve. So the objectives were to increase sales and improve the return on investment. And strategies included using AI for audience segmentation, personalized messaging, and dynamic ad creation. And the results were impressive with significant increases in both the engagement and the conversions. And so this is a nice little graphic if you're a visual learner like me, on how that personalization works. And so you've got these targeted customers here. Maybe this starts with your target audience profiles. And then you've got AI that's possibly helping you through Facebook, Google, your DSP platform, whatever, that is showing these different ads to these different people based on what they're interested in. And then based on what they click and engage with, again, that ad creative kind of evolves and adapts itself to whatever that person is interested in. So, and I'm going off memory here, but to give that Lisa example, Lisa had, you know, somebody visited the website, they added something to the cart, they didn't purchase right away. Now that person starts seeing retargeting ads across their social and online. Well, they notice that the person doesn't engage with retargeting ads. These are generic, like, hey, come back 20% off, whatever the case is. So after about a week or 2 weeks, they start showing ads that are related to their community service, right? How they give back money based on every mattress purchase to a specific nonprofit organization. That basically got the attention of the person, right? And that person clicked on that ad, went to the landing page. Now, using AI and an omnichannel marketing strategy, they start adjusting their marketing campaigns based on their community efforts and giving back. And so now, eventually, it leads to the person clicking through, getting the mattress, and then they find out that this person likes to interact through snail mail and email, so then they bring them back to upsell them for pillows and comforters and et cetera. So it's a really good episode. Check it out on the community if you're interested in seeing that from start to finish. But some key learnings and takeaways that we could take away from each of these case studies here is AI can significantly enhance ad performance by providing deeper insights and more precise targeting. So another lesson is the importance of just continuously monitoring and adjusting your campaign based on these AI-driven insights. So let's look at some of the current trends that I'm seeing here in digital advertising. I'm sure there could be a whole hour devoted to this, but the current trends right now as I see them, and this kind of echoes if you check out any of my videos from like the past year or whatever, video advertising, influencer marketing, voice search, these are huge. Video advertising is booming with more consumers engaging with video content than ever before. Influencer marketing continues to grow as consumers trust recommendations from influencers that they follow, right? It's that whole word of mouth. If somebody says they've done business with you and you had a great experience, I'm more likely to do business with them. And then voice search is becoming increasingly popular, necessitating changes in how ads are created and optimized. An example of that is ChatGPT rolled out the ability to speak to it and have it speak back to you rather than, you know, typing and then reading all these prompts and feedback. So it's really interesting. I think Siri now integrates with ChatGPT, or that's a future update coming, but it's really interesting to see how there's going to be a shift in how we see ads from their current state, right? Because if I'm no longer going to Google to look for things, and instead I'm going to something like Siri or ChatGPT or Perplexity or something, it's going to force us to rethink how we are getting these ads in front of the right people at the right time. Looking at this trend from Statista, US digital video spends beats television ads. And so you can see the estimated spending on TV and digital video advertising in the United States. And this is in billions, right? So by 2024, we're at $80 billion on the digital video advertising, whereas the traditional television advertising is roughly $58 billion. But as you look into 2025 and 2026, you see that continues to grow, digital video advertising, whereas the traditional television advertising will probably continue to shrink. Now, it's important for me, if you're unfamiliar with programmatic, what I didn't spend a lot of time on at the beginning, programmatic encompasses, think of it like a hierarchy, right? So programmatic encompasses your native ads, your display ads. It contains connected television. So this is your Hulu, Disney Plus, et cetera, over the top. So maybe it's an ad that you see while you're streaming something on Xbox or your mobile device. Audio ads, this is Pandora, Spotify, your digital out of home, you know, those ads you see in the airport, that's digital out of home. So programmatic is a big umbrella of these different ad silos or these networks that you can leverage. And then you've got contextual ads, native ads, etc. So let's see how these trends are shaping the digital advertising landscape. These trends are pushing advertisers to create more engaging, authentic, and optimized content. Video ads are more captivating. Influencer partnerships add a layer of trust, and optimizing for voice search can improve the discoverability. So you can see, again, another Statista, and this one's a little old, but it's still more relevant. It's from 2023. It says the share of social media marketers who plan to invest most in the following types of content in 2023, 33% of those being short form videos. I can't tell the future or anything, but we're, as of this recording, we are in June of 2024, and I can tell you with the rise of YouTube Shorts, TikTok's growing user base, like short-form videos still continue to outperform any other type of media that you can do. You've got 11% here for long-form videos, so still your traditional like YouTube, et cetera. 15% of those are others, 10% being live audio, chat rooms, think like Clubhouse. I'm not sure if that's still a thing. It was during COVID. VR and AR, this is virtual reality, augmented reality, 9%, 8% being memes, 7% being interviews, podcasts, expert panels, and 7% being infographics here. And this was surveyed over 1,000 plus social media marketers in January of 2023. Now, this is really an interesting topic. Again, probably another one that can have its own segment, but with the increasing regulations like GDPR and CCPA, GDPR was basically privacy concerns in Europe, right? On how we in the US handle data and how other, you know, countries, other places handle data of European citizens. CCPA, that's the California Privacy Act. And that's basically, you'll see this disclaimer at the bottom of the website sometimes, or when you sign up, like, do not sell my information. So we're in a really interesting time now with all of these big companies collecting this data on us. What are they allowed to collect and what are they allowed to share? You've got the whole Facebook Cambridge Analytica scandal thing that happened years ago where they kind of got in trouble for this. And as a marketer, like, I've been in Facebook ads long enough where I saw the type of information that was available to us 3-5 years ago, which was crazy, right? I could target all kinds of things to what we have now, which is really watered down. So this just draws more emphasis that advertisers must ensure that they're compliant and transparent about their data usage in terms of service or privacy policy. But also more important is that you're getting as much first-party data as you can and stop relying so much on third-party. So to define these a little bit, zero-party data, that's data that's provided directly by the end user customers. First-party data is data that's collected directly by the company, right? Think about contact forms, newsletter signups, networking, you know, expos, events. You're getting this data yourself. You've got second-party data. This is first-party data collected by another source that's shared as part of a partnership agreement. So at the beginning here, I introduced myself and how I have these different companies, right? If I'm looking at this in terms of second-party data, that could be me sharing an audience from one company to one of my other companies, right? Or maybe it's not even me as an individual. Maybe, you know, Design Loud works with, what's a good example here? Let's say a PR firm, and that's all that firm does is PR. And we have some sort of partnership agreement where we can share some of this data or some of these customer data points. Then you've got third-party data. This is data that's derived indirectly by customers, users via third-party or aggregated data from various sources. So think of this as like the data, if you get into a DSP platform and let's say, and I won't mention a specific one, but I have some favorites if you're interested, I'll open a Q&A in a minute. But let's say I want to target people that just bought a home, they're new to the area, they have a family, like I can buy this data. It's not going to expose, you know, those people to me. So I can't like get their emails or anything crazy like that. But it will show my ads to those people based on information that's been collected through like Nielsen, Scarborough, et cetera, right? These big data companies. So let's look at the future predictions for digital advertising. We anticipate further advancements in AI, big surprise there, and machine learning, making ad targeting even more precise, and personalization will reach new heights and interactive ads will become more prevalent. And so you can look at this screenshot here from eMarketer, their Insider Intelligence Edition. U.S. programmatic display, digital display ad spending 2019 to 2025. You see that continue to grow over the years, right? So here we are in 2024, you've got 91.3% change from digital display ad spending versus what it was previously, the 15.9%. Which again goes to emphasize the programmatic digital display ad spend and how programmatic is going to become more and more important in leveraging that first party data, right? Because think of Google as its own DSP, right? So when you leverage programmatic ads and you kind of open yourself up to a market of Google's different companies, news outlets, television streaming services, ad platforms. So programmatic is only going to become more and more popular. And then how are these technologies going to impact advertising strategies? So we kind of see this now with augmented reality. AR is going to allow consumers to interact with products in a new way, which is going to drive engagement. So imagine like I've got this AR headset on and I'm shopping for, which I'm terrible about doing, shopping for clothes for myself, right? Now I can put myself in the store in that outfit and try it on without ever having to leave the house as a basic example. We still have blockchain on the radar. Blockchain can ensure ad spend transparency and reduce fraud. And then now 5G facilitating faster, richer ad content and improving the ultimate user experience with how quick we're able to get and send data. Let's look at some strategies for success here. So some practical tips for integrating programmatic and AI strategies. You can start by adapting a programmatic approach to streamline your ad buying process. Utilize AI tools to optimize targeting and personalize ads, and then regularly analyze performance data to refine your strategies. So an example is you've got this personalized customer experience. They get better content, better offers, and it improves your performance metrics. You can use AI to increase your productivity, which ultimately generates higher revenue for you. Now, it's also important because this changes so quickly and so many new tools are coming out to the market, everything, it's just, if you're like me and you're chasing squirrels and you've got the shiny object syndrome, you don't have to be. Let me be that for you, right? So it's important for you to stay in touch with the latest trends and what's going on with AI and digital marketing and just the digital advertising landscape, because it is continuously evolving. You need to stay informed about the latest trends and technologies because it's going to help you remain competitive and innovative. And so again, I'm already doing this. Let me chase these squirrels and shiny objects for you. We've got the community. If you go to the learn and share section of the community, this is where we're discussing things, or go to the discuss and debate. This is where we're discussing some of the latest trends, some of the latest changes that are happening in the world of digital marketing and AI. But it's important for you to continue to test and optimize your ad campaigns. So you can do this very easily by implementing A/B split testing and compare different versions of ads. You can also use AI to give you insights, help you make data-backed adjustments. You can continuously monitor performance and be ready to pivot on what's working. And so you can see an example of a screenshot here of just an A/B split test that I ran. And on the surface, it looks like this is the same ad. However, if you get into, and I know it's really microscopic, but if you get into the actual ad text here, you'll see on this version here, it says our cloud-based system manages everything from invoicing to doc to projects to email marketing, et cetera. This ad text over here says using Swell Enterprise helped me save over $40,000 a year in my business because I could blah, blah, blah. right? So it's almost the same ad, but I'm split testing the ad descriptions. Out of these two versions, which one do you feel like performed the best? So spoiler alert, if I look at the differences here, the click-through rate on version A, which is what I'll call this first one here, was 0.284%, where on version B was 0.521%. So version B definitely had a better click-through rate. My cost per click on version A was $1.88 rounded. Cost per click on version B was $2.61 rounded. My cost per acquisition here on version A was $2.60. Cost per acquisition here was $2.96. That's how much it cost me to acquire this lead based on the conversions. Number of impressions on version A was 19,000. Version B was 9,000. I had 54 clicks on version A, 51 clicks on version B. On version A, I had 39 conversions. On version B, I had 45 conversions. Main revenue I didn't set up, so that's not tracking here. And that would also correlate with the next line. But based on this information, I would probably lean more towards version A being the winner of this. And here is why. While I had less of a click-through rate, I had higher impressions on this. My cost per acquisition was a little lower. My cost per click was lower. I had slightly less conversions, but about the same amount of clicks, right? So if I would allow this to continue to run, version A, I think would have yielded better results for me than version B. And that's an example of how you can leverage A-B split testing. And you can even set up a rule in Facebook ads, which is what this came from, to use AI to automatically make these adjustments for you or to dynamically insert what description converts better for you. So Facebook, Google, all these tools allow you to quickly implement variations. So you can use AI to have the version that converts the highest or has the highest engagement shown to the user. So today we explored the benefits of programmatic advertising and the transformative role of AI in ad optimization and strategies to navigate the evolving digital landscape. Programmatic advertising and AI offer significant advantages in terms of efficiency, targeting, and real-time optimization, making them essential tools for modern marketers. And the key to success in digital advertising is just being able to stay adaptable and continuously informed about the latest trends and technologies, because this is ultimately what's going to help you remain competitive and innovative. Thank you guys so much for joining me and being my victims and listening to me talk for the last 45 minutes. I'll have a copy of this presentation on our community. Until the next time we talk, enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you again. Bye, guys. Hey, make sure you subscribe for more insights, and if you like this episode, consider sharing it with a friend. Join our free community at entrepreneurbootcamppodcast.com, and let's start building a great business together.